Track 2.13.
Me, myself, and my take on the world. Take number 17. It's all about the positivity. Today's take is all about attitude. So many of my friends are often pessimistic. You know, the kind of people who always think, there's a dark cloud up there, it's going to rain soon. Guys, we all need to work on our attitudes. It matters how we see things. I read a story recently that I want to share with you. And if you're a pessimist, maybe it'll change your attitude a bit too. It's about this guy. I've forgotten his name. Let's call him Jim. He was kind of a born optimist, always in a good mood. Jim owned a shop and a customer once asked him how he managed to stay so friendly and positive all the time. His answer was, "When I wake up in the morning, I know that the day will have good and bad moments for me, but whatever happens, I'm going to choose to be in a good mood." Then one day, something terrible happened. An armed robber came in, held him up at gunpoint and made Jim open the safe. As he was trying to open it, Jim's hand slipped. The robber saw this, probably thought, "He's about to attack me," and panicked and fired. Jim was still conscious when the ambulance arrived, and he was rushed to hospital. In the ambulance, he'd felt fine because the paramedic kept telling him, "Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be okay. As soon as we get to the hospital, the doctors will take care of you." But once Jim was in the operating theatre and he saw the faces of the doctors and nurses, he had the feeling that people thought he was more or less dead already. He knew he needed to do something. There was a nurse who was asking him lots of questions very fast. One question was, "Are you allergic to anything?" "Yes," Jim said loudly, and everybody stopped what they were doing. There was total silence. "Bullets," Jim said, and all the doctors and nurses burst out laughing. And then Jim added, "Please operate on me thinking that I'll live and not that I'll die." Jim survived thanks to the skill of the doctors and nurses, but what helped too was that he managed to remain an optimist even in the most dramatic moment of his life. So listen up, dear readers. Let's try and think positively more often. Actually, I'm on the point of doing this right now. I'm having a piano lesson later today. Not my choice, really. It's my parents who think it's good for me to learn a musical instrument. But I'll be a good girl. I'll keep an open mind. I'll choose to find something positive about playing the piano. Anyway, I'd better go. My bus leaves in 5 minutes. Oh, and I'm off to Spain on Tuesday for a family holiday, so I guess I'll post my next update 2 weeks from now.